Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. We are so excited today to be able to study the Word of God together. I'm excited to be with you and praying that you are being blessed by the Word of God. I know that God loves us. He cares for us. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to know His Son, Jesus. He wants us to know our way with Him and the way that He wants us to be. So that's why we study the Word of God together, and that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I bless you today. I thank you again for your Word. It is indeed a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And your Word tells us that if we will hide your Word in our heart, we will not sin against you. And that's our desire today, Lord. We want to have your Word deep within us. So we ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Heavenly Father, do you empower us with your Spirit so that we can live according to that truth. We bless you today. We thank you again for your Word. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Many Jews Believed on Jesus, and is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, and verse 45. The Apostle John wrote after Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, pled to Jesus. He asked, "Where have you laid him?" And they said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for he's been dead 4 days." Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you hear me always, because of the people which stand by I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." And in chapter 11 and verse 45 of his book, John shared how many of the Jews which came to Mary believed on him, where we read, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him." The verse reads, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary." John began with the words, "Then many of the Jews," which means at that time a great number of people who belonged to the Jewish nation by birth, origin, or religion, which came to Mary, or who arose and appeared to Mary, whose name means their rebellion, did the following. John shared how a large number of the Jewish people who visited Mary to comfort her took the following action. The verse goes on to say, "And had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him." John continued with the words, "And had seen the things," which means an observed, noticed, and perceived the acts and deeds which Jesus did, which means that the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah's salvation, made ready, performed, and produced, believed on him, or trusted in, relied upon, clung to, had confidence in Jesus. John shared how the Jewish people who gathered themselves to Mary to console and comfort her saw how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and put their faith and trust in him. When we think through John's words in this verse, we discover the effect Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead had upon the Jewish people who came to comfort Mary. These people accompanied Mary to the tomb of Lazarus to mourn and lament. But after they watched Jesus perform the miracle of his resurrection, they were convinced he was indeed the Messiah and Christ of God. Anyone who carefully examines the powerful works that only Jesus could perform should come to the conclusion that he is the Christ and is worthy of belief and trust. Jesus works in the spiritually dead lives of people who live in a manner that is lifeless toward God. And when they yield themselves to him, he makes them rise to new life. Paul the Apostle wrote, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You can see 2 Corinthians 5:17 for more about that. And everyone who surrenders to Jesus will have their dead old life become alive unto God. Next time, John shares how some of them went their ways to the Pharisees. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.